Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go. Fill out your bracket yet?
Yeah, but not the company, not the station.
Oh, you haven't filled it out yet?
Nah, I need to. I'll do it.
Who you got as your natty?
I ended up having Tennessee.
Tennessee, so U of H doesn't make the Final Four. That's so stupid. Why do you hate Houston?
I wanted to, but they just don't get there.
I don't know. They're really, really... They shut down high-powered offenses.
Yeah, I just see what happens. I just see what happens when they get against a team that can I just think there's some limitations with them offensively, which concern me. Because there's only so far you can go. You got to be able to win in a multitude of ways. And I will say, this year, more than other years, they do have the ability to score with teams.
Yeah.
So I do think that's the case. Do they have the one guy that can give you the Sasser or the Jamal Shedd moment? You know, do you have that one guy? Is it Cryer? Like, who is it, do you think? Maybe you don't have to have that.
Well, you don't, because it's LJ, and last game it was Milos, and Sharp has been that guy as well, and Jawan has been that guy as well.
But see, Jawan, like, if you need a basket, who do you go to? I like when you have a dude, because most college teams have a dude. Most really good teams have a dude. There's a guy that you know is going to hit the big shot. And that's the one thing that I think Houston lacks right now is, and you know, you can look at it as a good thing because you're not dependent upon, because you can also, if you're too dependent upon one guy,
that guy
has a bad game. Yeah. But it's really not about a bad game, it's about a big moment. So I look for the guy who can win in the big moment. And who is that? Like, who do you think that guy, does Houston say, oh, this is our guy in the big moment, that we put the ball in this guy's hands?
It's LJ.
Well, here's the deal:
if LJ can't get anything, he gets it down to Jawan.
So you have him winning,
but I have them going to the Final Four.
Okay,
yep.
You don't have them winning.
I don't. I haven't picked my winner yet.
Okay,
I haven't picked my. I love Florida. I think Florida's the best team. I'm really worried. Everybody loves Florida.
I have Florida and Michigan State. I think Michigan State's going to be.
Wisconsin loss worries me a lot.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but. Yeah. I have a feeling like I'm sticking with the notion that this season is not going to go according to Hoyle.
Yeah.
There's just too many.
So is it going to be chalk? Is there going to be an 8 seed? Is there going to be an 11 seed?
I think it's going to be chalky. I think it's ones and twos. Well, that's how I have it. But I mean, it's more open than usual, but I also think that it's open within reason. I don't know that there's a, I got to look and see. Like, there could be a, you know, I think Texas Tech could make some noise if they got, you know, I know they went out in a, it's easy to have recency bias against Tech because they went out in the playoffs. I mean, that's a team that has played University of Houston really well.
Right.
And that's a team you have in a Final Four.
They have. And U of H beat them at Tech, but they didn't have a couple of players there. Here's what Joe Lunardi had to say about Houston. He broke down every team. Why they will advance, because you can't score against them. Nation's best defense in terms of points allowed can stop any offense. Top 10 defense in terms of field goal percentage. They held offensive powerhouses Auburn, Arizona, and BYU to a combined 22 points below their season averages. And the Cougs are hot, having won 22 of 23. why they won't advance. And this is the thing. Did you see the selection show? Did you see when the Cougs were announced and they all stood up? I stood next to Juwan Roberts. I'm not that much shorter than him.
They've never had big bigs.
Your
6'9 is about the cap.
You know, JoJo's tall. Javier is tall. Juwan is not tall. He is strong, and he is a beast, and he gets rebounds. We're picking nits here, but the Cougars are a little undersized. With no regular contributor standing above 6'8", they could run into trouble against a much taller team. The Cougs still finished in the top 40 nationally in rebounding margin, though it's not a huge concern. So it's not a huge concern. They do get out-rebounded. They do. There are stretches where it's like, man, come on, grab a defensive board.
Well, that didn't used to be the case.
No, it wasn't. But it is the case this year. Joey Brackett says, we could be looking at a Final Four team or more here. Cougs have star power, plenty of veteran leadership this season after seeing their national hopes disappear when Jamal Shedd injured his ankle. The Cougars have the depth to advance across the state to San Antonio. They could even be playing Monday night for the national championship. I agree.
I mean, they absolutely could.
Yeah.
It's a tough call with Houston because that's the nature of the way that they're built. It's tough because you could see them having an off game and offensively, and when that happens, you know, I mean, you have to be really good. You can't have a team get red hot on you. You can't have a team you can't make mistakes and rotations, things like that. But Houston has the ability to withstand those kind of. I mean, they're a completely different team. They can withstand bad. That's one of the things I liked about, at least earlier in the season, the Rockets, because if they weren't doing well offensively, they could withstand it.
Yeah.
Their defense allowed them to withstand. Anytime you have a good defense, as pitching, yep, and defense, you have in the NFL, in basketball, anytime you have a good defense,
yep,
you can withstand and hang on until you can make a play.
Oh, you can make it. You can win championships that way.
Yes,
85 Bears, the 2000 Ravens.
It's much easier to win championships that way than if you have a bad defense and you have to always be on offensively.
Right. You absolutely can. Cougs are 29-point favorites now. Mm-hmm. I really hope they don't cover that. I really hope they don't cover
Why?
That.
They'll be resting everybody.
True, but I don't think heading into a Gonzaga or Georgia game, I think I want Kelvin pissed at him.
I mean, if they win by 25.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's not going to be close.
If
you're looking for a close game.
No, I'm not looking for a close game.
It's not going to be
close. But I'm not looking for them to just be totally dominant.
Well, it's not going to be competitive. That team can't shoot.
I like them better when they struggle a little bit because it seems like they get more focused for it. It's what happened in the tournament. They were supposed to, in their first game in the Big 12 tournament, they were supposed to blow the doors off of Colorado, and they had themselves a tough game. Next game, they came out and just slapped the snot out of BYU.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But some of that also probably is that Houston, because of the way they play, is better built for back-to-back games. You don't have it in college basketball.
Yeah.
It's a rarity. And Houston, because they defend and they give effort, you know, tired legs, schmired legs, it doesn't matter. They're gonna get after you, and you don't like the intensity of their pressure. This game is irrelevant. I mean, this could be one of the biggest blowouts of the. They may not. Evansville, what are they?
Edwardsville.
San Diego, Evansville. No one knows what they are. I just know that they're going to lose by 30.
I think it is Southern Illinois. Is it Southern Illinois, Southern Illinois, Indiana? Which Southern Edwardsville Illinois. Is it?
I think it's
Southern Illinois, Illinois, Edwardsville. I never heard of
Houston them. Winning like 82-48.
82? I don't think they'll score that much.
Why
you
not?
Think they'll score?
Yeah. Houston's gotten their points up before. I mean, this is a...
Yeah, Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. I never heard of them, and I grew up in Illinois.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I mean, it's the first time that they've gone to the tournament, so.
Right.
Yeah. They got one scorer and I certainly, you know, Kelvin Sampson is just, I don't know that what's his under over 20?
Mm-hmm. No.
A 14.
It's 14 and a half. And
he's averages
been scoring
20.
Yeah, he's been scoring. Like, he's hit 20 or more in four of the last five games, mm-hmm. and it's 14 and a half. Because Underdog knows, well, the line makers really probably know, hey, probably not against Houston.
Yeah, no. No, probably not against Houston. How about did North Carolina shut you guys up?
No, really.
Okay. But last night they just slapped the snot.
Did you see what the AD did? Have you ever seen that thing where they take the stacks of money and they hold it up to their head like a brick phone? He took a picture and tweeted it out after the game.
Bubba did?
Yeah, he just did a big thing with $100,000 worth of ones. And then he threw it in the air like he was making it rain. He recreated the big, heavy guy laying down in Breaking Bad on top of the big pile of money in the storage shed.
Yeah.
He did a bunch of iconic shots with all of his money.
How's this taste?
With his $104,000 he got for his team being in the tournament after he's on the selection committee. I thought that was a cool moment for him to finally have something break his way at North Carolina.
Would West Virginia have beaten them like that? No, I think not. Sorry, Chase.
They didn't even have a coach.
Sorry, Chase. I don't think you guys would have won
How could you win without a coach?
I'll tell you what. RJ Davis is scary. That dude was really good against Duke in the final game of the season. And he is he was really, really good last night. He could not miss. Holy crap. That was, that dude can just, he can shoot now. So, North Carolina, everybody shut up. North Carolina.
Let's hurry up and get to the next round so they can lose and we can be done with North Carolina.
I don't know. They're the favorite in the next round?
Who are they playing?
They're playing a team similar, not great. They're 11-6, and they're the favorite.
There's just some stupid yard barker story like, North Carolina puts everyone on notice, and they've got a chance to really make go deep in the turn. Shut up.
Okay. Well, now, the playing team has gone deep before. The playing team has gone deep.
Right, we'll see if North
Carolina. So this could be it. North Carolina. By the way, a team that everybody was bitching about getting into the tournament.
And by the way, we should bitch about the way. It doesn't matter. I don't care how deep they go. The process is flawed when it's a bubble
not
team. It absolutely doesn't matter. Your guy who helps make a decision got $104,000 if they go. That's the biggest conflict of interest. You can't go.
West Virginia would have beaten San Diego State by 60. Really? A team that beat the University of Houston? You would have beat them by 60, Chase? I don't think so, pal. I don't think so. That team, North Carolina destroyed them, and University of Houston lost to San Diego State. How about that? How about that? San Diego State was in the play-in game, and they beat University of Houston. You would think if you beat University of Houston that you would be destroying everyone else in your path, especially in that conference. And what? They just get into the play-in game and get destroyed by North Carolina.
Well, Longhorns are in play-in game today. So
tonight.
It's a big game for Rodney Terry trying to get that 5-year extension from the Longhorns. Well, I want him to go
deep. It's not the Aggies. They're not going
to
give
him the Aggies would get scared, and only in football. I don't know. You know what, Gabe? You know what job looks pretty good? You know what job looks pretty good to me? I wouldn't mind coaching at LSU again. What if we gave you a 20-year deal, Jimbo? All of it guaranteed, $20 million a year, $400 million. Like, Aggies thank you. That was easier than I thought.
Aggies, come after him. Come get him. Come get him, Aggies.
They know. It's stupid. Don't be so scared. If a guy wants to leave, beat it. Beat it, Jimbo. Look at that. You could let Jimbo walk. You could let Jimbo walk and saved all that money. Saved all that oil money.
I'm not sure that they love Buzz Williams at Texas A&M. Matter of fact, I know they don't.
Why?
Because I don't know. He's not an Aggie kind of, you know.
Well, he wears suits on the sideline.
I know, but he doesn't.
Bear Bryant wore, Bear on the sideline of probably
Wimp Sanderson.
Well, on A&M, he may not have worn suits.
Wimp Sanderson wore suits. Remember those crazy
jackets? Well, yeah, but he wasn't an Aggie.
No, he wasn't an Aggie. Bear Bryant was an Aggie.
Well, everyone used to wear suits.
Yeah. Well,
Buzz is the only one who wears them now. Everyone used to wear suits until COVID.
Yeah, but little dude from St. John's changed it.
No,
Luke Karnasecki.
No,
he wore sweaters.
Oh, that's right.
He was the sweater guy.
He didn't change anything. Nobody else wore sweaters. He wore the ugliest sweaters. And everyone was like, what are you doing, Lou?
Lou, put a suit on.
Raleigh Massimino. You had the most Italian.
Raleigh.
The Big East was nothing but Little Italy.
It was. Raleigh with
Jim Valvano. Well, he's ACC, but You had Jim Val on the coast. There's Jim Valvano and Raleigh Massimino and Louis Carnesecca.
That's right. Oh, we want to win championships?
And Jim Beheim.
Yeah. You want to win championships? Get yourself an Italian coach. That's what I talk about.
And who's the Connecticut? And, who's Connecticut women's basketball coach?
Oh,
Gino Auriemma.
How about that?
Look at that. There's just a bunch of
the greatest of all time.
You got some clams with white sauce.
You had the greatest of all time. That's the only white sauce you ever eat. Yeah, I mean, if you're
telling. I don't even know it, but Johnny told me it's the best when he was at Rhode Island. He had a girlfriend when he was at Brown, and they used to go to some Italian place. I didn't realize it was all mobbed up
over there in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Well, it's got a lot.
He told me that, I mean, years
ago. It's really good.
Johnny went to Brown where he helped Bill O'Brien get through. He tutored him in some classes, and then for his, for helping Bill O'Brien. Johnny was younger than Bill O'Brien when they played football together at Brown. And for helping Bill O'Brien with some of his classes and his grades and stuff like that as a younger player, his the benefit he got was being on the sideline having Bill O'Brien MF him.
Yeah. So congratulations.
And yell at him nonstop when nothing was his fault. He's just sitting there just trying to do his job at the halftime as a sideline reporter, and he got MF like crazy. Mm-hmm. So congratulations.
Huh. Wow. That's a great
thing. Thought he was going to be boys with Bill O'Brien, and like everyone finds out with the Texans building, you'll get your face MF'd.
Yeah.
You'll get him screaming in your face and threatening to kick your ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he wasn't yelling at a Broncos fan. He was yelling at Johnny.
He what?
He wasn't yelling at a Broncos fan. He was yelling at John Harris.
Well, that's basically when he came off the field. Johnny never knew when he was going to catch bullets like that. And he's just trying to, hey, coach, you see D'Amico? What does D'Amico do? He just walks over. D'Amico will talk to the national sideline reporter, and then he walks away, and you see John Harris right there to get his comments. I've never seen D'Amico MF anybody. Never heard about it. I don't think he's ever said the F word.
You don't know that, though. You don't know.
Yeah, Johnny told me he's never been MF'd. Oh. I actually do know it.
Oh. Well.
Yeah. I said, "Why did D'Amico cuss? Does D'Amico scream and cuss at you?" He goes, "Yeah, no." He just answers it like a regular human. Well, you know, we got to be better. This isn't very good, and we got to get better. Well, do you want to MF me or call somebody a bitch or something? Like, will it make you feel better?
D'Amico might do that.
D'Amico's like, "No, I'm fine.
Just wait.
It's young. It's early. It's only been 2 years."
It's only been 2 seasons.
Yeah.
I feel like he's kind of under control.
I don't know. I feel like Johnny could get MF'd at any
time. Bill O'Brien is like the kid from adolescence. He's just screaming at people.
I don't know.
What? That kid committed a murder.
Well, other than the murder, the scene where he's screaming at that lady, where he's going to lose his cool at any second.
One minute he's happy and smiling, the next minute he's
screaming at you in your face.
Bill O'Brien didn't kill us all with the DeAndre Hopkins trade.
He almost killed Brock Osweiler in the locker room.
He almost did that too.
William McGinnis told me about that to the
locker room to actually stab Brock like that kid did. Bill O'Brien's less charming than the murdering kid, to be honest with you.
He is
a little bit.
Bill O'Brien's
charm is zero, less than zero. Okay. And like the end of less than zero.
I never forget when Bill tried to rebrand at the Armadillo, whatever it is, off of Good Company, whatever. Yeah. Hey, media, come out and let's have some light
Me,
snacks,
us and
some
Jack.
beer with Bob
and
we're
Jack.
Beer with Bill. We're just got beer with Bill. We're gonna rebrand.
No.
Bill was trying to rebrand as the cool coach. Like, hey guys, what do you say? We had just come off COVID. He had just traded DeAndre Hopkins. None of us has had a chance to talk about any of that stuff, and he did not want to be asked any of that.
No,
He just wanted to hang, man. He just wanted to hang.
Just have a few beers.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you talk about Underdog?
Jack had some milk. It was great. Underdog Fantasy, you know. So Underdog Fantasy is. It was built for March Madness. Frankly, we're March Madness right now. Today, yesterday it started. Today again, Texas plays, and of course the bracket officially kicks off. I think it's officially on Thursday. What are you doing? Do you have your picks for? I know you have your picks. You're filling out your bracket. You gotta wait. You gotta wait for the bracket to end, and then you got your bragging rights or whatever the case may be. Hey, here's an idea. Why don't we go ahead and figure out how these games are going to go, and then take a look at the statistics for all the players that are in that game, and go find some some points or rebounds or assists that are higher or lower. I looked at the U of H game and I said, the best player, the highest scoring player for Southern Illinois, whatever, Evansville, the Cougs are going to shut him down, so he's going to have to pass. So you know what I said? Higher than 2.5 assists. I took a look at the game, I analyzed it, and then I made my picks higher or lower based on how I thought games were going to go. You can pick as few as two players, you pick as many as seven. You can win up to 1,000 times your original play, but you have to download the app, and then you use promo code Lance on your first deposit. You're going to get up to $1,000 in bonus credit when you make that first deposit and a free pick. Do not miss out on this. It's a great chance for you to make money with your sports knowledge and just make the games more fun while you're watching. It's Underdog Fantasy. You must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
Sign up for our Bracket Madness. It's back. Brought to you by Golden Nugget Lake Charles, supported by East River 9 and Two Creeks Crossing Resort. All kinds of great prizes, great restaurants that will be given away, all kinds of stuff. Nothing. It costs you nothing to sign up. Play against us. Lose against us, or me specifically. And, Dell, are you going to do a bracket?
Begrudgingly, yes. I don't like brackets, but it's for the station, so I'll fill one out.
Why don't you like a bracket?
I don't care for it. I just like watching games. I don't care about being right or wrong on them. But for the station and, you know, Sam and Joe, they really want us to do this, so I'll do it.
Yeah. $50 gift cards to Nico Nico's, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, True Lux, and more. So
can we win?
No.
Why can't we win?
I'm not filling that.
What are you talking about?
It would suggest impropriety for whatever.
No, if
North Carolina could win $100,000, if
we put it in and we won, then we get the
everybody I beat owes me $10 then. That's what we're doing. I'm going to fill it out, and any listener who I beat owes me $10.
Okay. All right. So I just want the gift cards that we're giving away.
Well,
I
wouldn't mind a $50 gift card to Nico. ESPN was giving away something, I'm sure you guys could win it because, hey, you're just filling in brackets, whatever. I don't think we should be taking away listeners' prizes.
I don't give a crap.
I know man of the people, everybody.
That's why they don't let you run the station.
Yeah. You don't give a crap.
So, Valencia's, give me that. Give me that. I don't care.
I'm sure you get hooked up without taking away from the listeners.
Give a crap about that.
About the listeners.
If I win, I get the gift card.
You don't.
Yeah.
That's a correction from last year that they're going to make.
Well, I just called it. 1, 2, 3, no take
backs. So we've got broadcasts coming up. I guess the, I don't know who's going to be there. Is it
it'll be
or whatever?
It'll be,
it won't be us.
It'll be Gallant.
Tailgate Sports Bar and Patio on the 20th. The 21st is at Carbach. The 27th is at East River 9.
Well, we're going to be there.
We might be there at East River 9.
You won't be. Will you be there for that? Yeah, you'll be out of town. But
you're not going to be there for the 27th?
No, that's April 27th.
April 27th. Aren't you out of town?
No, it's March 27th.
April this is March 27th.
Well, we may be at another one in the April.
Okay, then you might not be there for it.
I'm just talking about the
He's not going to be at the Chevron.
He also might miss, if we do something in April, he might miss it for the draft. But, yes, Paul and the Killer Bees the next 2 days are going to be out and about what Lance was talking about for the tournament.
Nice.
And then prize pickups are going to be, April 11th.
It starts 11th. At 11. You should be out, too.
Are we going to St. Arnold's?
That's kind of hard for me to be St. here.
And then just do it. Don't tell me how big the waves are. Just bring the ship in.
John, why would you make it more difficult on people?
I want to make it as difficult as possible on you.
Well, it'll be for other people, too. It's a scheduling thing.
I don't care about them either.
Clearly. Mm-hmm. Clearly, Joe's juggling so many things. Hey, just send Dell out there for no reason. Just to make it difficult on people.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so breaking down everybody's off season and the Texans, okay, on ESPN, I think they hit it. Biggest additions: Lakin Tomlinson, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Christian Kirk. Biggest losses: Laremy Tunsil and Stephon Diggs. Okay, the Texans wanted to revamp the offensive line after quarterback C.J. Stroud was sacked 52 times. The Texans moved off three starters while signing and trading for players to replace some of them. Expect them to also use the draft to fix the unit.
Okay,
I expect that heavily.
Okay, so I'm fine with saying you got rid of your best pass protector. That's true. This whole thing that he lost three starters.
They were bad.
So? Two of them. Who are the other starters that you lost? I guess they're talking about Kenyon Green?
Huh? Yes.
They're talking about Kenyon Green.
Well, he wasn't.
Well, then that's just factually inaccurate.
Yeah, well, this was by DJ Bienemy.
Okay, he started 8 games in 3 years?
Yeah, right.
Something like that, 10 games in three, out of what, 51?
How many games did he start 12 last year?
Not that. That's why I'm.
He was a starter when healthy, and then he was bad, and then they benched him and then brought him back.
One or two games?
Kenyon Green?
Yeah.
Now they.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you ask?
They brought him. He played quite a bit.
He did until the Jets, and then the Jets game, I guess. He played. Yeah, you know what? He did play 12 games.
He was there starting, and we couldn't believe it. Why is he still out there until he got hurt?
You know what? I think about it. He had 9 starts. Yeah, he did start 23 out of 51 games.
He started 9 games?
Yes. He was their starter, and he got hurt, so they had to. And then they tried to bring him back.
So 9 games he started, 8 games he didn't. About half the year. And then when you add the playoff game.
I thought he got hurt earlier.
When you had the playoff game, he. So you won in the first round. Who'd you play in the first round last year?
Played the Chargers.
Chargers. So you won the first round. You lost second round. So you ended up playing 19 games. He didn't play 10. He didn't start 10. He did start 9.
Yeah, some of it was because of injury. But when he came back from the injury, I thought he got injured before that. But okay. All right. He started.
Well, no, I think he did. And then he came. And I think he was.
He played in 12 games, started 9.
Yeah. So he started 23 out of, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55. Out of 55 total games when he was here, he started 23. I mean, I guess he's a starter. No one cares. No one even thought he was going to.
When he was
you lost a starter, I don't even think he was going to be a cap cut.
Yeah, when he was available, they wanted to play him. When he was healthy in 2022, he played 14 games. And last year, when he was available, they started him until they figured they couldn't. And then they tried again.
Yeah.
I mean, he got rid of guys who weren't playing well anyway, other than Tunsil, and Tunsil was his own thing we've already talked about. But so that's why who cares?
And he does say this, the team source said the Texans traded Tunsil for contract reasons. Yeah, but there was more to it than that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen DJ go into that at all.
Well, I mean, I think he was also tight with some of the linemen.
Yeah.
And I get it. I mean, you know, but I know what I've heard for 2 years now.
The Texans.
So maybe he didn't hear it from anybody in there, but if you dug around with enough people, you would find there was more than just the contract. It's a multitude of things. It helped in a multitude of ways. It doesn't matter. He's gone now. So too bad. So sad. Let's get that culture cleaned up in the offensive line. Let's get it grimy in the O line again.
You agree with
I don't know when the last
biggest remaining roster question, offensive line, because the unit is only one starter, Titus Howard, who has proved he can provide solid play.
Yep. Juice hadn't proved it.
Well, yeah, Titus has proved it?
More than these other guys.
Well, no, but has he provided solid play?
I thought he was solid at left guard.
Yeah.
I think he's been average at right tackle, but it was enough for Nick and those guys to, you know, that's very quietly a bad move by Nick. Given that extension before the fifth year, you know, not making him prove it in the fifth year when you had a really good tackle draft last year.
And then you risk him going to free agency, though.
Oh, well. God, hate to see Titus Howard leave.
Well,
what would we possibly do other than have money to spend?
Well, I mean,
and you could have drafted, and guess what? He could have gone to free agency, and you could have drafted one of those tackles last year. It was a good tackle draft last year. Not so much this year, and now you're in the market for tackles. So, sleep tight.
Yeah, well, the end of the story is they're going to have to address this in the draft, and I wholeheartedly agree. They have to use, even if they use the first two picks, On offensive line, would you be upset at that at all? I wouldn't.
No, not really. I mean, it depends on the players, but not really. Not really. I mean,
the pickup of Ronald Darby, does that solve any cornerback needs?
No. He's been around a long time. He's Lakin Tomlinson cornerback.
Yeah.
He's played with a lot of teams.
At least he's not Jeff Okuda.
He's CJ Henderson and Okuda all over again. This guy actually performed at a pretty good level in the pros. Yeah. I mean, those guys are
a little
bust.
Disrespectful.
Those guys are bust. But all he is an older, I mean, Ronald Darby, what is he now, 32? He's just another old corner who's played 31. He will turn 32 in January 1st. January 2nd. So Ronald Darby has played. Ronald Darby has played for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams. This is now his 7th team. So you play for 7 teams, you're probably not a guy that's going to be considered a prominent part of the secondary.
Well,
he had his moments. He had his moments early in his career when he was with Buffalo and then again with Philadelphia. But since then, he started. He was a full-time starter. He started 12 or 13 games for Jacksonville, who was, you know, they're one of the worst teams in football. He started 7 games for Baltimore the year before during all those injuries. In Denver, he started 5 games. I'm working backwards. In Denver, he started 11 games. And then for Washington, he started all 16 games in 2020. But Ronald Darby is just, he hasn't had an interception since 2019. So do with that what you want.
Well, but interceptions, are they that big a deal if you're a cornerback?
It's a pretty big deal. It's one of the reasons the Texans had a winning record.
Yeah, well. Kinda.
Is. All those takeaways led the league.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I you know,
not has not had an interception. 27. Let's see, 27, 32, 39, 49, 50. In his last 51 starts, no interceptions. Yeah, yes, maybe one.
Well,
can you get a deflection? Yeah, I mean, somewhere. I think
you're nitpicking.
Yeah,
I think you're.
So no, I don't think it changes anything. You still need corner, defensive tackle, wide receiver, offensive lineman, maybe two offensive linemen. What are we down to? What are we down to in terms of draft capital now?
6 picks.
I think it's less than that because you've here. I'll pull up the draft tracker right now because you've given up picks for two of the players you brought in, Christian Kirk and not Lakin, but. Ed Ingram, you gave up 2 different draft picks, and I think it was from this year's draft, too.
They've got 5. A first, a second, a third, a fifth, and a seventh.
Okay, your fifth's probably a defensive tackle.
They only have 2 of their own picks. The other 3, the third, fifth,
you don't
seventh,
have a lot
are ones
to,
they've
you don't
acquired
have a lot to work with there.
From other trades.
So I don't think you can go O-line twice. I think you go O-line once. I think you go
receiver. Excuse me, they have 6. They have 2/3. They have their own, and they have a pick they acquired through trade. So they have 2/3.
Okay, so they have 2/3, and they have a 5th and a 7th.
I read this wrong because they just didn't list it all that well. They have 7 picks: 2 7ths, 2/3, a 5th, a 2nd, and a 1st.
Okay, because they gave up a 4th and a 6th. Ed Ingram was a 6th. No. Christian wasn't a 4th.
No, that was a 6th round pick, something like that.
Yeah. They got him for dirt. Because
he was going to get cut. So they got, remember, they got 2 picks from the Commanders for Tunsil. That's their 2nd, 3rd, and their 2nd, 7th this year. So that's where the extra picks come from.
Oh, yeah, okay, because of the Tunsil trade.
Yeah, so they have 7 picks.
All right.
7, not 6. Like I said, you said 5. Absolutely, you can use a couple on offensive line. Absolutely. Let's go.
25th, 79th, 166, 241.
236 and 89.
58th, 89th. Yeah. So, okay. So you got 4 of the first 90 picks. You could go 2 O-linemen there. My guess is, and once again, it just depends on the board. But my guess is they go a D-line in there.
And a corner somewhere.
Honestly, you really need a corner. They weren't bad.
Yep.
If they get hurt, they're in terrible
shape. Yep.
They'll get the brakes beat off of them. You got to get a corner. I think you have to get an O-line. You have to get a corner. And then after that, wide receiver and defensive tackle are very important. You could go O-line, wide receiver, defensive tackle, corner in those first 4 picks. There's a chance you wait on wide receiver until the 5th round.
If you get wide receiver in the 5th round, is he going to be better than Braxton Berrios?
Well, there's a chance. It's a pretty deep draft this year. So, yeah, I mean, Braxton Berrios is very limited. He's got arms like a T-Rex. He's a little wee guy.
Yeah.
He's a wee little slot.
Mm.
I can find you a better
slot.
So
was Julian Edelman.
I don't know that Braxton Berrios makes his team.
So is Danny Amendola, but okay.
Yeah, if that's who you think he is, okay. That's fine.
That's all right.
He just hasn't hit with anybody.
Yeah.
But maybe when he's 30, he turns into.
So was Drew Brees, but I guess he's not good enough.
But he plays quarterback. He played quarterback.
Doesn't matter. 737, you got to talk
about. Dell knows Braxton Berrios. He knows that.
He's one of my favorite Canes, but nah. As a don't worry about it, John. You better hope for an improvement in the draft.
Where's your favorite taqueria?
Takeris Fernandez. That's an easy one. And March Madness is a great chance for you to go in and start watching your games tomorrow. If you want to post up, get you and your boys, go to your local Takeris Fernandez, pull up to the bar. They're going to have TVs in there. They treat it like a sports bar. They got a sports bar menu, so they have a different food menu, a different drink menu that you can choose from, or the standard menu with the authentic Mexican food, the beer, the margaritas, things like that. But pull up, though. You and your boys go in. You know the deal. You belly up to the bar. It's 11 o'clock. There's three or four of you there, and you got the TVs on the games that you want, the two different games. Get them on the channels that you're looking for. You'll have those two TV. You have those two games that are staggered. You know how to do this. You're a veteran. I'm a veteran of this. You're a veteran of this. You know how to do this. And then you order your food, and you pace yourself with your food and your drinks, your food and your drinks. Then you call your boss. You say, oh, no, there's a huge wreck on 59. Oh, I-10, there's a fire. There's a car fire. And then you stay for the second game, at least until the halftime. At least until the halftime. You make it a long lunch, and you're doing it at Taqueria Sarandas. I just gave you the whole game plan. You're getting food. You're getting drinks. You're hanging out with your boys. You're watching basketball. That's how it's going to work, and you can do that tomorrow. You can do it Friday. You can do it Saturday, Sunday. You can do it any day during the tournament or any of the basketball or baseball games that are coming up. It's great food. It's going to be great fun, and whether it's breakfast, dinner, or lunch, they're always open, and they're always waiting for you, Taqueria Sarandas.
All right. Well, this is where we're supposed to break, but okay.
Is this your last day in Texas?
It is. I'm heading back to L.A., but I'll be back in a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are you coming back for?
For the live show at East River 9. Oh, thank good. You. Thank you. Good night.
March 27th, that's right.
And then I'll be here for a couple more weeks. Actually, I'm spending more time here than L.A.
There's fewer fires here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Although, you know, all the Tesla outlets are all burning, but
well, not Houston.
Not Houston. You know what? We're like
not
civilized.
Really violent people. No. There's one in Richmond that used to be Dave and Buster's.
We're a civilized people.
There's
I like
one
that
in Westheimer.
Us.
Yeah, that's by. There's one in Westheimer that's by like Gessner.
Yeah. Nothing. So you know what? I'm glad. I'm proud of us. Like in Chicago, they're animals.
Yeah, we don't. Well, you're one to talk. You were an animal.
I was
too.
An animal.
You were a literal
animal.
Well,
that's animal. Why I left.
Yeah, we don't really. Tear our own asses.
We got to stop
pretty,
all
good.
This.
By the way, speaking of fires,
let's get along. I hope everybody just gets along.
My son, now everything's conciliatory.
Right.
Guys, can't we all just get along?
Can't we?
No, we can't.
I mean, we
can. Are you kidding? Have you seen our country? No, they can't get along. My son, who's a firefighter, he saved a 91-year-old woman yesterday. He did an hour and a half of CPR. He did an hour. She had
Del would have loved that.
Yeah, he did an hour of CPR
on a 91-year-old woman.
Yeah, she had drowned, and so he
what?
Did an hour, and then they started to lose her again. So in the ambulance going back, he had to do like another 30
minutes.
She would
have been like, minutes. "I'm okay, Del.
I'm not looking to kiss."
Look, you Del don't need still to been, put your tongue you, in you, my mouth, young
you
man.
You guys are confused about that relationship. There's no kissing.
Get your hand off of my chest. It's just I just drowned. I don't need. That's not how you pump oxygen into a body.
Oh, I'm not looking to put oxygen into a body.
Why are you Herbert?
Yeah, why are you Herbert the pervert? Why is that my voice?
So I told Dre, he goes, yes, I saved my first time saving a 91-year-old woman. And he went through it all. He goes, and now I'm cleaning toilets. I said, that's right. Keep you humble.
That's right.
Keep you humble. That's the life of a fireman.
Happy birthday to Hayden. Aw, it's her birthday. 10 years old. Way to go, Hayden.
Wow, she's 10?
She's 10.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
You are getting, you yeah. are getting old.
She's out there getting ready for school. I tried to offer her a beer once when she was 4 or 5. She just didn't want it. I'm just disappointed in her. But she's 10 now today. Congratulations, Hayden.
Atta girl.
Ramsden Ollie. Lance McCullers Jr. was the story yesterday, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We like buried the lead, okay? 13 pitches. 7 strikes, 6 balls, hit a batter, got 3 outs, and he loved his changeup as well. So he got a standing ovation from his boys, from the whole dugout, coming back, hadn't thrown a pitch since 2022. So for
I mean,
him,
it's his real pitches in a game.
Yeah.
This is actually, I think, faster than maybe anticipated. At least the way they had been. Remember he was hitting 89 on a gun. We're like, this is it? Or yeah. No, he was 84.
He hit 93 yesterday.
Yeah.
93.
I think that's maybe like a little faster, but as long as he has movement on it, he's okay.
Yeah, it would be nice if it was 94, 95, but it was 93. That's fine. Did you see the videos of him pitching in 2022 right next to him pitching yesterday?
You know, he's made changes. This is now at least the second time where he's made drastic changes from, because you know, it's 22, from 20 to 22, he had made a change from when he was.
Well, there wasn't drastic changes. It was exactly the same. It was the same exact motion.
You mean right now?
Right now.
To then?
To then.
Well, I know the one originally when he came into the league in what, 16 or whatever it was, 15, 16. That to after his first arm injury, he changed. He changed release points, and that was a different one. They showed him that I actually saw something where he had changed some of. Now, this is early in the process. This was early on when he was coming back, but they showed that there was a little bit of a difference with his. Not where his arm slot was or anything like that, but I guess his stride level, and they got very specific on some of the differences. But he also wasn't really pitching off of a mound. He was just pitching off the, you know, like a bullpen session.
Well, that,
but they did show some changes, but it was also kind of hard to detect, and it was from the side. it wasn't from straight on. What did they're saying it's exactly the same?
It was the two motions. They put them side by side, and they were exactly the same. Like it was. You can tell Lance McCullers his motion too. His pitching motion is easily, even if it's shadowed, you can tell that's Lance McCullers. You know him, and it is almost identical, if not identical, to the way he pitched before. So that, I mean, hasn't lost anything there, which is really nice. I mean. To be consistent like that 3 years after you've thrown a pitch is pretty damn good. So I'm a little bit more. We're actually going to see Lance McCullers pitch in a game? That's kind of wild to me. I mean, Lance McCullers, if he's okay, under over on Lance McCullers wins this year. Ready? Go. What?
Three.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going higher.
Okay.
I'm going higher. Yeah, I'm definitely going higher.
Well, is he a bullpen pitcher?
I'm going
or a starter?
Seven.
Is he a starter or a bullpen pitcher?
He's going to be a starter.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Are you sure that Wisniewski is a major league starter?
No.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that. Anybody's.
Who do we have left? You got Fromber. You got Hunter. You got Spaghetti.
Yep. Blanco.
Rennell.
And it's Wisniewski. He's the fifth.
Luis Garcia, Christian Javier, but they're
stop,
coming back.
Stop
what?
You know they're
if Lance
never pitching
can come back,
again.
Anyone can come back. Thank you.
You know they're never pitching.
They're never.
Wait, if Lance is pitching, then anyone.
It took only 858 days.
They said Javier's back after the All-Star break because the Astros have never been wrong about one of those things.
Boy, they're like 0-40 on timelines right now. I don't know the last time the Astros
hit a pitcher returning timelines.
Honestly, when's the last time the Astros hit a pitcher return timeline?
Yeah.
When's the last time you remember the organization being correct on that?
Yeah.
Well their predictions never. On timelines are like us getting to a break. We're never on
yeah.
time.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Is this our 42 break here?
Yes.
We'll hear from Lance in his with his dugout. I got it, Del.
That's really cool. I'm glad for him. You know, it's frustrating, and we make jokes because there's nothing else we can do. But that's really cool for him that he gets back because obviously he's just not trying to just – cashed in. Now, he does take a lot of heat because he also has a coffee shop. He has a side business, which makes everyone mad. But it's good that he's out there pitching now.
Yep. No, it's crazy.
Probably good for the mental,
it's
too.
It's awesome that he's out there pitching.
They're not hurting his mental.
No. No, his mental is better right now. Especially after he got the standing ovation. He blew kisses to his wife and kids and parents. And the dugout gave him a standing ovation. His mental is better. It's better right now. And
does you know, he know if she... If he should be leaving or not, because he doesn't look at rundowns.
No, he doesn't. Has no idea.
Oh,
but he just walked out. I'm going to do HRP here. So just
was
so.
It his time to do?
No,
it
wasn't. Okay. It was mine. He didn't know though.
He just walks out.
He had no idea. I'll tell you this though, your business will be better. Like Lance McCullers was better with HRP. Lance McCullers felt good about himself. You're going to feel good about yourself with HRP. You're going to feel good about how you're getting your payroll to your people because technologically. They're I don't want to say perfect, but they're really, really, really good. I mean, they've got proprietary technology that other people want. They want to get – that's how good it is that other payroll companies are trying to get. My colleague last year, I was talking to him, and he was like, yeah, people are coming after me, but you know what? I'm not selling. I am not going to sell. I am going to keep on doing this because I love doing this. You be part of the HRMP family. And literally, you are. You're part of the family. When you go there, you see what they can do for you and what they can do for your business. They're going to help you every step of the way to do those things that you don't want to do better. The payroll, the taxes, the HR, the 401ks, the insurance plan, all of those things that you got to come along to help your employees out. HRMP takes care of that stuff for you. You're looking for the best way to make your business better, more efficient. Bottom line is bottom line. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we were just talking about Lance McCullers. This will be a really nice story if Lance McCullers can actually bounce back and pitch well this year. How nice a stop? Good a story is that going to be? I mean, after this is 3 years now, that is cool. That is really, really cool. So, and Joe Espada said it was the highlight of the day. During the game, after he pitched, Lance McCullers in the dugout, Todd Callis interviewed him. Here is some of that from yesterday's exhibition game.
Lance, we've talked to you at various times, and you mentioned long-term goals instead of short-term goals. That seems to have been your life the last few years. Were there any points where you were wondering, as you had to go through that rehab process, if a day like today was going to happen?
Absolutely, man. I was there was many times I thought maybe retirement was on the horizon. A big inspiration for me has been my daughters. They've supported me without really even knowing what they're doing. This journey that I've been on, at the end of the day, if this journey has led me closer to God and understanding my purpose and closer to my family, then I guess it was a long-winded journey, but a big win for me, and I'm just happy to be back on the mound. And there was definitely moments where I felt like, even maybe as early as this early offseason, where I didn't know if this was ever going to be possible again. It was a big, big, big step for me today.
That's great. That is great. And you know what? We made a lot of fun because he's had to live that nightmare, the injury nightmare. But if he does come back and he actually contributes to this team, to this division-winning team, and yet another Astros playoff run to the AL championship, then you know what? What a great story. Maybe a movie.
Will you apologize for all your jokes?
I didn't.
No, jokes are jokes.
Jokes, you know? Jokes.
You've got to learn.
Ricky Gervais taught us you don't have to apologize for jokes.
When you suggested he was stealing money?
I never suggested that. He called him the bag, whatever it is.
The blank? What do you call it?
The sleeping bag.
I didn't suggest he was stealing money.
Sleeping bag, don't you call it that one?
Yeah, anybody who doesn't ever play, it's called the sleeping bag. It wasn't me, it's Mitch.
Yeah, but he kept putting that work
something.
In. He was working while you were making jokes.
John acts like he's been an advocate of Lance McCullers now.
I have been.
Now that Lance McCullers threw 13 pitches, now John's changing his tune.
No, we know John's phony.
I'm looking at a video.
He's the biggest phony, but John's in second place.
You always put that. I like how Reheal's not on the show. Well, he does come on your show from time to time. But I like how he has to always put in there, just so everyone knows.
Well, everyone
the
knows.
The biggest phony is Raheel.
Raheel. And then everyone.
There's a God-tier phony, and that's Raheel. And then everyone else works underneath that.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
That's true. I'm looking right now. Dove Kleiman has put out a video of Deshaun Watson.
That content thief, Dove Kleiman?
Yeah.
I can't believe you always give him a
shine. He is working out. He's doing the ropes. He's
Who is this?
Lifting. He's Dove Kleiman. Deshaun Watson.
Who cares? Delete that.
Dog, it says. Colon. Delete that. Dog.
It must
Brown
be
star QB Deshaun Nobody Watson
cares.
Already putting in the work this offseason, but
Who
despite
cares?
Still having a boot on his
Who
foot.
Cares?
One of the best QBs in the NFL when healthy.
Yeah.
Watson is looking
That's
to prove all the haters
That's
wrong.
That's a rage bait.
Hater.
That's a rage bait. That's what they call rage bait.
You and all
post.
Those 26 women hate.
I will push
rage
back
bait
on
post.
I will push back on star quarterback. That's the first thing I'm going to push
one
back on.
One of the best in the NFL
I'll
when
push
healthy.
Back on working hard. I'll push back on anything other than
he,
just give me my money.
He could have just said recently engaged Cleveland Brown quarterback Deshaun Watson.
That would
have
been accurate.
That'd be accurate, and
That'd
I would have been fine with it. The rest of that
Is
flowery
he in a wheelchair
crap,
doing this with ropes?
No, he was standing in a boot.
No, he was standing.
How? He's
got a boot
Achilles.
On.
Oh, now he's wearing a boot.
He's got a boot.
Oh, yeah, cool.
He better have that boot on.
Cool, he's wearing a boot now.
Trying to keep that money.
Yeah.
He's got to pay for a wedding.
Are we done with Deshaun picks? Is it officially
yes,
over?
I think
we're done.
I believe that's over.
Man, that was a good well to go to.
Can't yeah. anymore.
That was always nice to be able to go into the refrigerator and pull out another first round pick.
Well, now you got to stand on your tunsil picks. A third and a
yeah,
seventh.
Yeah, we got some tunsil picks. We got tunsil picks coming next year.
I believe one is coming next year as well.
Yeah, the second's,
no,
coming,
second's
next year.
Coming next year.
Second's
I know, I didn't say a first. That one pick is coming next year.
Isn't there a fourth coming also? Maybe the year after that?
I thought you swapped fours.
Oh, maybe that's what
Wasn't
it was.
Wasn't that what happened?
Or did you get their third for your fourth?
I don't remember how that worked out. I'll have to look at the trade compensation again.
Yeah, I think maybe that's what it was, I think. But it doesn't matter. Just give me my tunsil picks, too. That's all. That's fine.
That's all.
Give me my tunsil picks. I'm surprised.
What you do with those tunsil picks,
the
by the way, that we gave you?
The Texans traded a fourth to their fourth this year for a fourth next year.
Okay, so that's where their fourth is.
They swap fourths, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah. their fourth is gone.
Well, the accumulation of picks that you asked, John, led to Waddle. They had some trade downs. Eventually Tyreek Hill came, Bradley Chubb. It was a lot because they didn't just stand on it and go, we're going to use these picks. They made trade downs, trade ups. I don't know the entirety of it, but it led to getting a lot of guys on the roster who they're paying a lot of money to, the Dolphins. I think it was Waddle, maybe it had been Waddle, Chubb, and Hill all came.
Did you
as part
have
of
any
package.
That were?
Yeah,
you had to have
how, have they helped you win a championship? Have they helped you win a playoff game?
Well, they've played in two.
You haven't won a playoff game since 2002, if I'm not.
Well, correct. I haven't played in any of the games, so I haven't won a
no,
playoff game.
No, your team,
ever.
The Dolphins.
But I don't have control
your team,
over
the
that.
Dolphins.
Don't be glib. You know what he's meant.
I don't have control
yeah,
over that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
It's like
me
saying you, John, haven't led the Texans to an AFC title. What are you
no,
doing?
But That's I've true. Won playoff games thanks to Laramie Tunsil.
Congratulations.
What?
You've won yeah. playoff games.
Yeah, maybe it was the greatest trade in NFL history.
Is the goal to win a playoff game or to win the title? Is the goal
to, and you don't have to win
and
titles
And now Laramie
Tunsil's here.
Gone, and now you don't have a left tackle.
We just yeah, we don't need one. Don't need one. We got Blake Fisher.
Yeah.
That's right.
Blake Fisher who contributed to the 8 sacks given up the last time he played a game.
And thanks to you, we got a second round pick next year. What?
For who?
For Laramie Tunsil.
Thanks to who? No, thanks to the Commanders. What do you mean thanks to me?
Thanks to you, because we wouldn't have Laramie Tunsil if it wasn't for you and your stupid trade.
But you would have had more first-round picks if you didn't have Laramie Tunsil.
We didn't need him. They'll make the playoffs. You haven't made the playoffs.
Let me ask
him.
You again. No, they made the playoffs. Is the goal to make the playoffs and win a wild card game?
That's right.
Is that the goal from here on out?
The bar.
Well, you've got a low bar. D'Amico loves your bar. He'll never get fired.
Uh-huh. I love that's my bar, baby.
Yeah. A lot of bragging going on.
You know who else is crushing it? Doc Manavis, Access Vascular Health. That's who's crushing it. All I need, if you have an enlarged prostate, this is kind of a big deal.
Stop accusing me of that all the time.
If you have an enlarged prostate.
I'm not going to the guy that puts a saw in there or whatever.
No, he does. They cut it. They cut
I don't
it.
Like that guy. That guy should be out of business. His Yelp reviews have got
well,
to be
I hope
worse.
Doc Manavis does put that guy out of business.
I hope she does, too.
I mean.
The guy sounds like the movie Saw.
It's
is
worse.
He riding on a little tricycle? You
want to try
to
saw have
inside
that
your anus?
Than what they do.
Yeah.
They stick it up your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That
and then they
go
open a blade and cut your prostate.
She's got to put him out of business.
No, she has to.
He's got to be stopped. Whoever that guy is...
Stop him.
We got to stop that guy.
And if your doctor tells you, well, you got an enlarged prostate, we're going to have surgery, you tell him, Oh, no, we're not. We're going to go to 975prostate.com because Doc Manavese is going to give me an IV that's going to be painless. And it's and 45 minutes later, my prostate will be reduced. So that's it. That's the only way. 975prostate.com. If you've got an enlarged prostate, only one place to go. 975prostate.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.